This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, December 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. DPR draws pesticide conspiracies. Bird flu cases on the rise. Treasury issuing SAF tax credit rules. And Thompson says lack of money limits farm bill options. Now here's a note from the editor. Daybreak will be on holiday starting Monday through New Year's Day. We'll return Tuesday, January 2nd. In the meantime, follow developments in agriculture and food policy at agripulse.com. DPR draws pesticide conspiracies in latest hearings. The Department of Pesticide Regulation held hearings in Clovis and Ventura this week to hear thoughts on its proposal to alert residents ahead of pesticide applications. The open mic offered an opportunity for residents and advocates to blame pesticides for a range of issues, from valley fever to fallowed land and even faded clothes. That according to the Western Agriculture Processors Association. CEO and President Roger Isom testified at the Clovis hearing that DPR was doing a disservice to those groups by not explaining the lengthy and robust process for registering pesticides. He charged that the state would not allow the use of any pesticides that harm farm workers, residents, or bystanders. For those reasons, he called the notification system unnecessary and warned it could delay the application for weeks. The third hearing of the series is virtual and will be held on Tuesday. Holiday travel sparks more flu cases in birds. Coughs and sneezes are once again echoing across airports as flocks of travelers congregate along their annual migration routes. Similar scenes are playing out among other holiday travelers on a layover in California. Those avian visitors have brought with them new cases of bird flu that dot the state from head to toe, from the Sacramento Valley down to San Diego. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has confirmed several detections for the Eurasian strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5N1. The cases had subsided over the summer, capping a banner year for the outbreaks. Domestic flocks in 19 countries were hit with Eurasian strain in that span, and it likely spread to many more. Domestic cases are again on the rise in California, with new detections in Fresno, Merced, San Benito, Sonoma, and Stanislaus counties. Though the pace of the spread is far slower than a year ago. Now keep this in mind. CDFW warns that bird flu spreads through direct bird-to-bird contact and may also spread to birds through contaminated surfaces, including hands, shoes, clothing, and hunting gear, a reminder that all Canadian geese should wash their boots and hunting caps before heading home. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. SAF tax credit rules due out. The Treasury Department is expected today to release long-awaited rules for the new tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel. As we reported, Treasury is expected to allow use of the Energy Department's GREET model for assessing the carbon intensity of SAF feedstocks. That would be a win for the agriculture sector. DOE has been in the process of updating the GREET model, and it's not yet clear what that will mean for ag feedstocks. You can check agripulse.com for developments. Thompson tries to sell farm groups, Democrats, on farm bill funding. As we reported Wednesday, Thompson's staff has started briefing stakeholder groups on possible funding sources for the next farm bill that faced resistance from Democrats, including reallocation of $14.4 billion in Inflation Reduction Act funding for conservation programs. Thompson also has been meeting with small groups of Democrats in recent weeks to pitch his ideas. Thompson said yesterday, "We'll keep working on it," when asked about this progress with Democrats. As lawmakers headed home for the holidays, Thompson also told reporters his new target for moving a farm bill is March. Thompson stressed there's no money available outside of the farm bill to fund increased reference prices and other needs. He said, quote, "We're going to have to really reassign, reprioritize, you know, the dollars that are within our jurisdiction." Vilsack defends ERP allocation. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack isn't backing down when it comes to the way USDA distributed ad hoc disaster assistance to farmers for 2022 losses. The distribution formula has come under heavy criticism from congressional Republicans for the way it sharply cuts payments to farmers with larger losses. During an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Vilsack reiterates that Congress provided funding to cover about 27% of the estimated uncovered losses. Of the 220,000 farmers that are getting ERP payments, about 180,000 are receiving more money than they would have gotten under the formula used in previous years when the emergency relief program was fully funded, Vilsack said. He continued, quote, "So if Congress wants to basically ensure full funding, then all they've got to do is appropriate the money for full funding." By the way, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, a senior Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee, said lawmakers are waiting for USDA to respond to questions about the ERP formula before deciding what steps to take. The intention was that the USDA implement the ERP the same way that they did previously, he told AgriPulse. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. APHIS extends comment period on biotech regulatory exemption plan. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is reopening the comment period on a November 14 proposal to add 5 regulatory exemptions for plants with modifications that could be achieved through conventional breeding. The comment period due to close today. APHIS said it's reopening it for 21 days. Biotech plant developers were generally happy with the proposal, but also took note of its complexity. Well, here's today's He Said It. Less than a year ago, we faced the worst possible consequences of drought and interstate conflict. That J.P. Hamby, chair of the Colorado River Board of California, celebrating the signing of an agreement to conserve 1.6 million acre-feet of water in the river. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, December 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.